For 6 years, the Senate has debated, amended, and always blocked the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill. But after a showdown yesterday, the measure is now on the verge of passing. The final vote is scheduled for Monday evening. The bill would significantly change the rules for political fundraising for the first time since 1976. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Republican John McCain and Democrat Russell Feingold set out to regulate campaign ads by interest groups for the first time and to ban the massive political contributions known as soft money. They painstakingly built a coalition, which this year forced the bill to the floor. For 2 weeks, they fended off amendments designed to weaken the bill or divide the coalition. The killer amendment came yesterday afternoon. It would have set a legal time bomb to bring down the entire bill in court if any part of the bill was found unconstitutional. The coalition had been holding. Feingold turned to it again and said the amendment would determine if soft money lived or died.
This vote on this amendment will decide whether this terribly unfortunate and corrupting system continues or not. This is the soft money vote. This is where the Senate takes its stand. This is the test.
As a clerk called the roll of senators, four lobbyists from the advocacy group Common Cause were just around the corner in the ornate Senate reception room. Ken Forsberg had a cell phone. He was listening to a broadcast of the votes being cast. Meredith McGehee had a handwritten list of senators. Republican Richard Lugar cast his vote for the bill.
We got it.
Lugar, we got it.
Lugar did it.
I knew he would.
Yeah.
The vote was 57 to 43, a bigger margin than they'd expected. A few minutes later, McCain told reporters he wasn't quite ready to say the bill would pass.
I believe that we've over our last hurdle, but
okay,
you just don't know. You just don't know.
Still, he talked like a winner, especially when he was asked about the bill's leading opponent, fellow Republican Mitch McConnell.
Senator McConnell has fought a good fight. Senator McConnell has been straightforward and completely forthright in expressing his views and his opposition. I think that's a very respected and respectable way of conducting himself.
The final vote is now scheduled for Monday evening, with a few more amendments before then. But McConnell was ready to concede. He said it may soon be a battle for the courts.
But we're left now with the possibility of being saved by the House or being saved by the President, who says he's going to sign this bill. If none of those things happen, you're looking at the plaintiff.
McConnell will have company at the courthouse. The Southeastern Legal Foundation in Atlanta said this week it's preparing its own challenge to McCain-Feingold. And before then, the House will have its say. A similar but not identical bill passed the House twice in 1998 and 99. The leadership fought it both times. But just like this year in the Senate, a bipartisan group of lawmakers forced it to the floor. Last Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Majority Whip Tom DeLay said he will fight again to defeat the reform package.
You bet I will. I'll do everything I can to protect the freedom of the American people. You bet. You bet. I'll work as hard as I can to beat this.
McCain said he's guardedly confident about the House.
We are confident that we have a significant number of Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives that would like to move forward with this legislation. So we look forward to it, but we don't think it's going to be a day at the beach.
But DeLay may have new allies. Some House Democrats are said to be increasingly nervous about giving up soft money. They know they need it more than Republicans do. And they may be the party's last line of defense against a bleak new world of fundraising. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.